Your body declares a truth you won't admit. Your stewardship of your body is on full display for all to see. How would you score on the job that you are doing on you? Poor, satisfactory, or you have tuned in to Debt-Free Wealth Radio with Trudy Behrman. Thank you for taking me along with you on your mobile device, the web, or through my syndicated outlets. I bring you topics, programs, and products geared to move the Christian income earner to become a profitable steward who enjoys debt-free wealth, because prosperity is not entitled, but it is within reach. Overweight? You didn't get there by accident. You ate your way there, and you didn't move your body enough. That is all on you. Poor health statistics? Yes. Some of that is DNA inspired, but your lack of attention to the things that you could do, in other words, omission, has made those health issues worse rather than managed or even improved. Blood pressure, sugar, cholesterol, and more can be positively impacted through your lifestyle choices, no matter what your DNA dictates. Hate what the mirror shows? Again, all on you. First of all, how you feel about what you see is totally your own opinion of yourself. You should love yourself no matter how you look. Then, because you love yourself, you will pour loving self-care into yourself, which will impact how you look. For example, your choice of clothes, your choice to take care of your hair, nails, skin, and so on. You see, Christians, the Bible reminds us that our bodies is not ours. Therefore, we have a stewardship responsibility for its care, no different than the priests had back in the day when they had a responsibility for the maintenance of the temple when it was a tent or a building. Today, the Holy Spirit is not behind a special curtain. Today, the Holy Spirit lives in us. We're reminded of this in 1 Corinthians 6:19 through 20. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You are bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. I do see, looks like a caller is on. If I get a chance, I will get to you. I do want to get through this content, and we have limited time, but I appreciate your company on the show today. Okay, so the Bible reminds us that the Holy Spirit lives in us, and it is a sad thing that even today we take better care of our paneled houses or address where we live than our bodies where the Holy Spirit lives. Now, God was angry about this in the past, too. And I propose to you, he's just as angry about that level of stewardship today. Haggai 1, verses 3 to 4 says, "Then the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai. Is it a time for you to be living in your paneled houses while this house remains a ruin?" Folks, God was basically saying our priorities were all wrong. We had our focus on things that we were purchasing, our panel homes, or our lifestyle, and our homes, our address where we live, tends to be, for most people, a declaration of the lifestyle that they have enjoyed, that they have afforded, that they have worked for. A lot of us declare our lifestyle through our paneled homes, or address. And God was saying back in Haggai 1, verse 3 to 4, your priorities are all wrong. Because if our focus is on our paneled homes, where we're taking better care of our cars, our houses, and our stuff, and we're allowing the temple of God to be in ruin, which the temple today is our body, this is a very, very sad state of affairs and a very poor declaration of our priorities. And again, that is all on us. Christians, we have done a poor job, me included, of managing this body that God has given us to move through this time, this side of eternity. I'm inviting you to join me in an upcoming challenge, and let's fix this. And I promise promise you, your body will thank you in fantastic ways that will have massive ripple effects in many areas of your life. Now, however you have stumbled onto this content, there will be a link to my upcoming challenge. If you happen to be listening to this and the challenge link suggests it's a past date, simply connect with me because I will do these from time to time. So let's just go back to 1 Corinthians 6:19 for a moment. Let me remind you again, it says, "Do you not know that your bodies are a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price." Guys, this is foundation to our Christian faith, to accept that the Holy Spirit lives in us. But a lot of us miss that portion of the verse that has that stewardship mandate declaration. You are not your own. You were bought at a price. This speaks back to the parable of the talents found in Matthew 25, verses 14 through 30. Now, I'm not going to go into that parable today. I'm sure you're aware of the parable of the talents. Now, I don't know how many talents or gifts or resources God has given to you. In that particular story, he gave 1, 1, 1, 2, and 1, 5. I don't know how much God has given you, but I will propose that he has given every single one of us on earth today 3 very valuable assets. Those assets are time. Time is a non-renewable asset. He has given us our mind, and our mind is a renewing asset, and the Bible tells us to be always in the renewing of our mind. And he has given us a body that allows us to move through time and space. Now, guess what, guys? And our body is a depreciating asset. Here's the deal, though. Our body is going to be impacting all the others because we have a set amount of time. We don't know how much that time is, but we experience that time through our body. And some of us are going to go through that time span in misery, either laying up in a hospital bed, sitting in a wheelchair, whatever the case may be, just miserable. Maybe we're fully healthy, functional, but we're miserable. So time is going to pass. We're experiencing that time through our body. And how we experience that time has a lot to do with our decisions, coming back now to our mind. So some of us have, studied something, learned a trade, read often, and we're expanding our mind. Some of us have failed to do that. And some of us are using our time wisely. We're not procrastinating. But some of us have wasted time. We've come to a period of our life, and we look back, and we have very little to show for it, with tons of regret. It is how we use these 3 assets that God has given every single one of us, time, our minds, and our bodies. It is how we have each chosen to utilize these assets. It's how we make money. And it is how we create the lifestyle that we have today. Some of us have hustled harder than others. Some of us have studied or learned a trade. Some of us have used our time wisely. It is how we have manipulated these 3 assets that we all have that create the lifestyle that we want, we deserve, that we strive for or lack of. So the point, guys, is we have these assets, but our body is going to be a limiting factor. Because no matter how much time you have on this earth, okay, your body is going to allow you to move through that time. So how are you doing of a job taking care of your body? We can positively impact our tomorrow by the actions we take today. Once again, I invite you to join me in an upcoming challenge. Make yourself a priority. Pour some loving self-care into yourself. You need it. You deserve it. And for some of us, the quality of life we enjoy moving forward to the day that we expire totally depends on it. If you're in already action, fantastic. But let me just share a little bit about the challenge group that's upcoming. Now, there will be a link, as I said here, however you stumbled onto this content. Now, some of you are running to the gym, and you may find that that gym membership is an absolute waste of money. You're paying and you're not going. Or you're going and you're posing. You're spending the time, you're not really doing anything there. Or you're making an effort, but it's an unstructured, unaccountable effort. So you're spinning on a treadmill or whatever. You're not really making any headway. Now, if you pay for a personal trainer, that's fantastic. You will have structure and you'll have accountability. But for some of you that is out of your pocket. And even if it is within your pocket, maybe outside of your ability to schedule because you're so busy, or like me, because you work from home and you have kids and so forth, it sometimes is a challenge to schedule that. And then some of you are trying something at home, maybe you watch a YouTube video here or there, but because, again, that is not a structured program, you watch this video today, it's a great video, watch a different video tomorrow, it's a great video, but it's not a structured program. It's not taking you towards an ultimate goal. Maybe you're overworking upper body, overworking lower body, whatever the case may be. So how are challenges going to work? And it's not for everyone, but it is going to be that you get a challenge pack, which is going to address fitness and nutrition in the comfort of your home, where you will have access to me as a coach, accountability, and all of that. You're going to have a structured video-driven program with expert celebrity trainers on there. There will be a community, there will be a coach, and you will have nutrition help as well. If this sounds like something that you might be interested in, because it will address, you will have no excuses, guys. This is something you can do from home in the privacy and comfort of your home on your own schedule. It is way more affordable than using a fitness trainer, although if you can afford one, I definitely say go for that. And it is going to make your efforts more rewarding, because there's going to be the structure, the coaching, the accountability. If this sounds like something that you may be interested in, guys, stewardship of the body is important. And in my business over here at Profitable Stewardship, Inc., most of my conversations, if you follow me at all, listen to this show, you're going to hear it's a lot about money. I often talk about money. But we end up at money through those three assets. So we cannot ignore stewardship of the body. I invite you, take some action wherever you are, whatever that action is. But if our challenge group is something that will be of interest to you, if not now, later, hit me up and I'll show you how we can get connected. Let me see if I can see who this person is. Not sure if that how that's going. All right, so guys, Trudy Behrman here once again. Thank you so much for joining me today on today's show. Our body is declaring a truth to the world. No matter how we lie on our driver's license or on forms we fill up, our body is telling the world how we have done, what kind of a job we have done on our bodies. And sometimes it does lie too, because there's some thin people out there who think, yeah, I'm thin, therefore no, thin does not equal healthy. So, that body, it's not only what we see, but our body is still declaring our truth, because if you go to that doctor and check your health statistics, your body is going to tell the truth that you're not prepared to share with the world. Your body is not going to lie. Your DNA, your health statistics, the weight on the scale, the tape measure, it is not going to lie when you might. And you can even lie to yourself when you look in the mirror. Your body is not going to lie. Your body is declaring the truth you won't admit. Take action. Be better stewards of your body. Join me in the upcoming challenge. I look forward to connecting with you.